Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindset. This is a little bit of a different one today. So I actually recorded an episode with Ellie. So Ellie is a really close friend of mine. She has just started a podcast called The Divine Mind Podcast. So this was actually an excerpt from The Divine Mind Podcast, which is such a sick name, by the way. And we just thought it was such a good conversation. Like, me and Ellie get so deep and we love this kind of stuff. So I thought it would be a really amazing episode to on here. So I really, really hope you enjoy it, guys.
How long have you been doing that now, Sam? Like 3 years, did you say?
Yeah, I've been doing the podcast for like 2.5. I had to work up the courage to do the podcast, but started Miracle Mindsets and the Instagram like, yeah, nearly 3 years ago. It's crazy.
That's actually mad that you've been doing that for 3 years. But Sam has helped me so much with like building my confidence for doing this. The amount of times I've called her, but no, I'm not doing it. And she's like, you need to just do it. And I'm just like, can't. But you have been so amazing. You're like my person that I go to for these kind of conversations, which has just been so nice to have. So we met through work. Do you remember how we met?
Yeah, so I think that you meet people just at the perfect time. And I remember you walking in and I thought, she looks nice. We literally had that, ended up just going into the deepest stuff. And I feel like sometimes when you are quite spiritual, naturally you do want to gravitate and go deep.
Really? 100%, 100%. Me and you was just like spiritual manifesting like fireworks straight away. I remember we went out for drinks after work that night and everyone was like, do you two know each other? And I was like, no, we literally just met today.
It is funny. I remember us talking and I actually remember it was a point in my life where I needed to like elevate a little bit on my self-worth, and we were talking about spending time alone. We spoke about so much, but we spent time talking about spending time alone and really investing in yourself, and that did spur a big shift in my life. Even from that conversation, like, I just remember thinking, she has got her shit together, you know.
Yeah, it's a lie, I don't. But you know, we try. No, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we were talking about like the importance of just getting to know yourself and like developing self-trust and confidence. I found that so much by just learning to enjoy your own company and be on your own. And I feel like there's so much noise in the external to being like, it's hard to make sense of your own brain and your own thoughts and your own feelings and who you actually are when you've got so many external influences going on. I feel like if you like spending time on your own, then you're such a powerful person because you're not influenced by so much. You're much more sure of yourself. So spending time on your own is key to figuring it all out, in my opinion.
100%. I think you need to schedule time on your own. There's times where I am just bombarded full of like work, I promise other people things, I'm trying to get everything done, and a lot of time we do sacrifice alone time for pleasing other people. And I think that so much is to be said for setting boundaries to actually schedule it in, because when you don't spend enough time on your own, you really do question your decisions on things. So spending time on your own is just so important. And I think you get to a point when you've done it enough, especially this year, since that conversation, I think that alone time has intuitively happened. And I feel like I'm in a completely different headspace. My goals are completely different than what I thought they would be. It's just so important.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy because I feel like when you really do start spending time on your own and you genuinely start to like your own company, like, I need it. I'm a very sociable person. I can literally chat to a brick wall. But once my social battery is up, I'm like, goodbye. No one fucking speaks to me for literally like 7 days. Like, I need to lock myself in a dark room. I just feel like, oh my God, I spend so much time on my own. Like, I'm actually a bit of a weirdo. But it's important. And like, we need that time 100%. But I had some questions I wanted to ask you, because I feel like we've been busy, haven't we? Like, the last like 2 weeks has been manic, and this was things that I felt like we needed to catch up anyway. I wanted to ask you, so what do you think, like, on your personal development journey, What do you think is the main thing that you go to in terms of like a practice when you're not feeling 100% yourself, or you're feeling out of alignment, or you're going through like a bad spell? What do you think that you've done that's helped you the most in terms of like getting yourself back on track when it comes to times like that?
You know what, I always say that getting yourself healed is like a toolbox, and at certain points in your life you need to use different things. Like there'll be, for example, when I went through a breakup last year and I really needed to read empowering books, like really empowering books focused on being a woman and learning to cultivate real self-love and not look for external validation. So there was a period where I needed that. There's other times I need solitude. Like I think that when you're going through a difficult time, it's about knowing yourself. And I think that the biggest thing that I do is connect with myself when I'm going through that time. Like really ask myself, what is going on right now? What do I need? Often what you need is very different depending on what you're going through. Like sometimes you do need solitude, other times you need adventure. Big things that I always kind of do come back to is connecting to nature.
Yeah, 100%. You put me onto this. So Sammy was chatting to me about walking and everything, and then like when I was going through it a few months ago, you was like, "Oh, just go on a walk," and I was like, "I don't really have time to go on a walk." I mean, I did, but I just wasn't making time. And then I started walking in the morning because you like put me onto the idea, and oh my god, it has changed my life. Like getting out in nature and just switching off. At first I would be listening to music or I listen to a podcast, but now I just go and I walk every morning before work, and I just be quiet and I just talk to God or like the universe, and just, yeah, that is honestly, thank you for that, because wow.
It's weird. I was actually saying on the podcast I've just recently recorded, so recently, something that I really sit with and anchor with, mm-hmm, it's definitely going out in nature. I need to make more time for that because I've changed roles. But like that is something that I know brings you back down to earth. And it's so important to ground yourself. As humans, we are meant to connect with nature every single day.
And 100%.
So I always connect with, it depends what you call it, but for me, yeah, angels, spirit guides, God. I like interchange, but the idea is that you're connecting to something bigger than yourself. And even the other day, it was a clear, sunny day, and I was on the way home and there was a rainbow, like a rainbow glitch in the sky. And someone popped up and said it was called a sun dog. And I was like, what is that? So researched it. And it's a really spiritual thing. Like when you see one of them, they're really rare. And when you see,
oh my God,
it's a sign from the universe. Even, for example, like our conversation the other day, when someone came to your door and they were really spiritual, you had an amazing like chat with them.
Yeah.
And then I turned the radio on. I had random religious radio playing. And then even in work today, two people have told me about a spiritualist church near my work.
Really? So just for context, what we're actually just talking about. So I wanted to start by saying, like, lots of people do call it different things, but I saw this thing which really clearly explained it. I like to sort of say this when I talk about connecting to, you know, that higher power. It says, so witches call it spells, Christians call it prayer, spiritualists call it manifestation, atheists call it the placebo effect, science call it quantum physics, everyone's arguing over its name, but no one's denying its existence. Mm-hmm. And so recently, yeah, for the context of the story, I was telling Sammy how like recently I've just been finding it easier just to pray to God. Like a lot of the time I'll be like manifesting everything, but when it comes to like speaking to a higher power, like I've just been surrendering to just calling it God, you know, and just talking to God and asking for guidance and surrendering to not worrying about those types of things anymore and just putting my trust over there. So I was telling Sammy all about that, and I was telling her how I was on my walk and I was praying and I was talking to God and everything, and I came home, and as I was pulling up to the drive, the postman was coming up the drive. He was giving me my parcel, and then I saw he was wearing like a really huge cross on his neck, and I said to him, oh, I like your cross. And instantly he was like really taken back, and he said, oh, do you wear crosses? Are you Christian? And I was like, no, but I've been learning more about God and talking to God recently. And then he goes to me, do you want it? As in like, do I want the cross? And I was like, no, that's yours. Don't be silly. And then he was like, no, I want you to have it, and gave me his cross. And yeah, it really like took me back. But anyway, basically, we just like had this really beautiful conversation, and then he invited me to church in the morning, and then I went to church in the morning, and then I was telling Sammy, and then she like got in her car, and what happened?
And literally, there was, I would not have clicked on it, and there was a religious radio playing, and it was saying like something about connecting to God. Mm-hmm. And there's been so many little things like that when I was struggling through a breakup, for example. I got in the car and it was on an audiobook, chapter 4. I hadn't even started reading it yet. I started from a paragraph that was talking about being with yourself. Just stuff like that. When you allow yourself to be helped, there's so much to be said for it will take the load off you. And like that is my biggest healing advice, is to really believe that there is the unseen that is working in your favor. And like the thing is, when people pray for someone's safety, when someone prays to pass a test, it's the same thing. You have hope that, you know, things can get better and you can heal. And yeah, so I'd say nature for me, connecting, mm-hmm. and really just focusing. There's so much information out there about how to manifest, how to, you know, how to make amazing money, how to have amazing relationships, so many different things you can do. But I think it really does boil down to your basic emotions and how you're feeling. If you aren't feeling good, we are energy at the end of the day. If you're not feeling good energetically, you're not going to attract good things to you that you want, because you're not vibrating on that energy frequency. So ultimately, it is about feeling good. Like, if you want to manifest what you want, start by the way that you feel, and start.
Yeah, 1000%. I always see so much of like, take your focus so much off the desire and focus more on the feeling, which is something that's helped me so much. And also understanding how important our focus is. That's something that really made me think, oh my God, I need to clean up the way that I actually think. Because I feel like when you actually start to realize how powerful our thoughts are and how powerful your focus is, if I'm staying complaining, if I'm saying bitching, if I'm saying judging, if I'm saying just focusing on the lack in my life, we are just attracting so much more of that. So for me, it's just so true. Like, you just need to focus on what you want instead of what you don't want, which inevitably is going to make you feel better and vibe higher and attract more. So I feel like with manifesting, it's so simple, but it's hard to remember to do, if that makes sense.
100%. I think the biggest asset that people have, and successful people have, and people that manifest really well, is laser focus. Mm-hmm. When you are scattered, when your mind is on 10 different things, when you're trying to manifest it all, imagine your manifestations are like a garden. If you plant 10 seeds and you're trying to look after every single one, your focus is divided, and so the power of your focus is divided. Whereas successful people and people that know how to manifest truly are people that can focus and that can channel their thoughts on what they want. The hard thing that I feel like a lot of people that might be listening might deal with as well is negative people. One massive thing that I've been working on lately, when you run away from something, it chases you. But when you're, oh, that person's so negative, you are worrying about their negativity. It's bringing more of their negativity to you. Whereas if you bless that person, give them love and light and focus on yourself, it'll deal with itself. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Not forcing an outcome and trusting is definitely the thing that I have struggled with the most in the past. Like, I feel like I'll go to manifest something and then I'll be like, yeah, I've like asked for it, like I'm just gonna wait for it to come. And then the next day I'm like stressing, and it's like, that is the point of manifesting. Like, that is the point of it. You're attracting it, not forcing it. And I feel like I guess it's just natural, isn't it, to worry.
Well, I think with manifesting, there's so many laws other than manifestation that is working in your favor. And there's a law called the law of gestation, and it's literally the day that you plant the seed is not the day that you're going to eat the fruit. Yeah. Whilst you can want something, it might not be in the right divine timing for you yet. I know I've wanted certain things I have not been the right person that would attract those things. I've not been in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
I hasn't been ready for it yet. For example, I wanted to move to Manchester for, I was saying it for so long. And I remember when I first moved back from Australia, I remember looking at a certain apartment block, one thought, and I said, I'd love to live there. 4 years later, one of my friends rings me who lives in that apartment block and says, oh, my roommate's moving out. Do you want to move in? And it was at a time in my life where I needed change. And so got to trust that if you want something, it will come, but in divine timing, and you can't interfere with the timing. And a lot of the time when we're putting pressure on timing, we're not allowing the space for the right thing to come as well, because sometimes we want something that actually isn't in alignment with our highest good, and there's something better that the universe wants to serve us. 100%. But we've got to trust that we want certain things, but certain things aren't in alignment with who we truly are, where we're meant to be going. So there's that as well. Like, if you believe in manifesting and you want something, you've got to trust that it will only arrive if it's right for you, and if it doesn't, its equivalent will come, and it's better.
And I think that is the most empowering thing, to know that God's ways or the universe's ways or that whatever your higher power is ways is greater than our ways. Like, we think we know it all, and we think that we have the perfect vision of like how our dreams are going to come true and how we're going to feel so fulfilled, but like there's a higher force working above us that knows so much better what we want than what we think we want. So it's actually such a freeing like thought to think when you're worrying so much and you have such a rigid idea of like how you think things should turn out. It's like, well, okay, well, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
The first question, that is kind of my answer as well, like flowing, being able to flow with life and trust that whatever happens, any adversity, any setbacks, something that might seem like it's not going your way, you know, a breakup, a job loss, anything happens to you that on paper you'd think, oh, that is not, you've got to smile about it and be like, there's obviously a better plan. And it sounds,
when you look back, you're like, oh my God, thank God that didn't happen when I thought I really wanted it, because it always just makes so much sense. Rejection is redirection at the end of the day. Like, there's always a greater plan working behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I think you've got to trust yourself. And I think what I was saying at the start, really connecting with yourself and asking yourself, what is going on? How am I feeling right now? Like, what am I working on? Because it's so okay as well to change your mind.
Yeah.
What you might have wanted so bad, you might not want anymore. And that is okay as well. Sometimes when we have something set in our heads about, I want to do this career, I want to be this type of person, when we start to grow or evolve and then suddenly it doesn't make sense, it's like a loss of identity. And we're like, oh no, but I wanted this relationship, I thought I wanted this job. But you've got to honour that when you evolve, you can't expect things to change and stay the same.
Yeah. You know, I think that's very common as well. I think when you actually start to focus on listening to your heart, listening to your higher power, coming back into alignment with your true self, most of the time in my experience, when I felt like I've been most aligned, my desires have changed. What I thought I wanted isn't actually what I wanted anymore. And that's actually such a good thing, because it's like, okay, now I'm understanding what I truly want. I feel like sometimes you can think that all of these things are going to make you so happy, but actually when you stop focusing on the desire, like we said at the beginning, and actually start focusing on the way that you want to feel, the version of yourself that has all the things that you say that you want, when you focus on the feelings, the outcome of the thing that you want actually changes.
100%. And I think that the good part about that is that you don't have to wait to have the things that you want, because ultimately the reason that you want them is to feel good. Yeah. Like, this is what I was trying to say before. At the end of the day, everything that you want to feel, you want a relationship because it's going to make you feel loved, which you're good, which makes you happy. Yeah. So I think that when you focus on the feeling and focus on the little things, I think it's really important to be present enough to make yourself happy, because all we have is the present. So we manifest best in the present. So when we feel good, when we're in alignment, when we're working on ourselves, when we're working on what we're eating, we're raising our vibration, we will naturally pull things towards us that are in alignment with what we want. So when we desire something and we don't have it yet, it creates this bridge and this gap where we feel a lack, we feel worry. Where is it? What's going on? Why aren't I manifesting it? Whereas if you focus on feeling good and trust that it's gonna come in divine timing. Like, I remember this quote that said, you don't constantly check your window to see if Amazon has dropped your parcel off. You don't constantly check the website and refresh it every 5 minutes. You know that it's coming, like you've placed the order and you're trusting that it will arrive. And that is what we've got to think about our manifestations. When you're putting in the work and when you're feeling good and when you're thinking about it and when you're putting your focus on it, it will arrive. And then when you take that doubt away, you feel better in the moment and it will come to you.
Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%. It's like it's chopping down the resistance, isn't it? I struggle with that a lot at the beginning because it's like, it can be confusing. There is so many like universal laws, like you said, that are working all together at the same time. And there's so many practices and it can be a lot to get your head around. Like, I remember one of the things that I was struggling with when I was first learning about it was you have to like want your desire and like focus on it, visualize it, get super clear on what it is, ask for it and then let it go. And I'm like, what? Like, how am I supposed to, like, if I'm really wanting something, how do I let it go? And it's like, yeah, but that's the part where you trust. And without the trusting part, you're not embodying the version of yourself that already has that. So it can be hard. It's difficult. Like, it's annoying because it's simple, but it's not always easy. What's the thing that you think you most struggle with when it comes to manifesting things that you want?
I think the thing that I struggle with the most is the ability to hone in on one thing. I'm someone that I want it all. That is the most difficult thing for me, is that my brain goes a million miles an hour and I'm very, very creative. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you're, like I was saying initially, you need to focus on one thing. You need to start small. You can't, you know, things take time to change. And so if you want to work on your body, you work on your body. You don't work on your body whilst trying to start a new business. Think of it as a season. You can have everything you want, but the thing that I struggle with the most is the focus. And so the way I have started to hone in on that is to trust that this is the season of this. So like, this is the season of manifesting more money. And when I can start to see that kind of success and I get comfortable with it, I'll focus on, right, this is the season of my business. You know, like, I don't put pressure on the time that I have to have it all right now, because again, that's not just in the universe. But what you were saying before, like, about manifestation, and it can be difficult, something that really simplified it in my mind was, we're manifesting all the time.
Yeah,
it's not switches on or switches off. It's not something you sit in your room and, right, I'm gonna manifest for an hour tonight.
That was what, so when I first started learning about it, I'd be like, right, I'm going to manifest tonight. And then in my mind, that would be like, oh, I'm going to write down all my desires and like burn it out the window. And like, just, I'm manifesting, right? Like, tonight I'm manifesting. But then when you obviously deepen your understanding of it, it's like, you realize that we are all manifesting constantly, whether you believe in it or not. It's not something that turns off. It's all about where your focus is going, how you're aligning with your energy. And when you, I feel like for me, when I started to gain that deeper understanding of it, instead of focusing, it made me realize that instead of focusing so much on the thing, it's like we said before, it's not the thing, it's the feeling. So when I feel like I'm manifesting, or I'm wanting to manifest a load of different things at one time, I like to just bring it back and focus on maybe like the three things I want to be feeling rather than the things that I want, you know. And I feel like most of the time when I focus on feeling those feelings right now, despite having the thing, for me, the best thing that I've found is just practicing gratitude. If I'm wanting to feel love, or I'm wanting to feel wealthy, I like to focus on areas of my life where I'm already feeling those things. And I think when you focus on the feeling, you don't even need to think so much about the thing that you want. It just, I feel like when you get in tune with like the feeling, everything starts coming like all at once, and it's like, whoa, like when you forget, like there's been times where I've fallen off and then I've got back on track, and then I realize when I get back on track how quickly things come. It's mental.
But then I also am a person who believes kind of like it is all written as well. Like there's so many laws, there really is. And it's like you manifest, but then also the bad things that have happened to you or the things that you've gone through are there because you needed to learn and grow through them. Yeah. I do think that practicing gratitude, like you said, and even it just depends on the stage that you're at. Like if you get clear on your personal journey, what you struggle with the most. If you struggle with the past and trauma, for example, EFT tapping is incredible for releasing trauma. Whereas if you know that you struggle with trust in the universe, meditating more, you know, getting like clever with your energy and how you're trusting things, and there's just work that I think manifestation and your journey is such a personal thing, and you've got to figure out what is maybe blocking you. And like so many people have a fear of success as well, like fear of being seen, fear of judgment, and like you don't even realize that you have them, but that can stop a lot of your manifestations from coming in because you don't subconsciously, you don't want to be seen, and consciously you know what you want. Mm-hmm. You're stopping yourself, and so that can be a difficulty.
Do you feel like you self-sabotage a lot?
I don't think that's self-sabotage necessarily. Actually, no, I take that back. I think that I could put a lot more in than I do.
Yeah.
I think that I need to change my narrative of, oh, my head's in the clouds at the moment, or, you know, or like, sorry, I'm just away with the fairies. I say, yeah. And that is a story that like seems to play form in my life at the moment.
I'm the same.
Days to reply to people. Like I had a workshop the other day that I planned the night before.
Me and you are the worst because we're both like, well, actually, like we're not even claiming anymore, but like,
we can
both be like that.
We used to be that.
It's the past version. It's gone now.
But yeah, like that narrative for me, it served me at one point because I was traveling and I was free and go with the flow. But then also, there's things that I know I could be working on that would bring me a lot of success. I've already kind of established in myself, workshop, I've got affirmation cards, there's so much that I could be doing, but I just let life happen and yeah. I get too busy and I say that I'm in the clouds and then things don't happen. So
yeah. I feel you, babes. my coach said to me, she was like, we were talking about self-sabotage. I can't remember exactly what I was telling her. It was like a negative thought process I was having, and she was like, how is that serving you? And I thought she was asking me a rhetorical question, as in like, oh, that's not good for you, like how is that serving you? And I was like, well, it's not. And she was like, no, I'm literally asking you, how is that serving you? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, that's obviously serving you in a way. For you to claim that, even though it's like, you know, it's not a good thing, it's allowing you to shy away from doing another thing. I could say, for example, oh, I'm so scatty, I lose everything. Obviously that's not good, but that allows me to adopt that identity and not take responsibility for actually just being organized.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. Like I've had a bit of an epiphany there. I think the reason I'm scatty is because I don't want to feel like I'm a bad person and I let people down, so I blame it on part of me.
Yeah.
That, like, is I'm always late to things, you know.
And it's not you, it's me.
That's what there is. People definitely have these things. Like, I remember I used to really badly binge eat, and it was just because I didn't want to be seen. Like, I was ashamed. Like, I felt shameful, and so it was safer to hide in my body. Yeah. If that makes sense.
It's always like a protection like mechanism, isn't it? Even though that's bad for you, in some way it is serving you, because the more that you ate, the more you felt like, well, I don't, like, now I'm definitely not going outside because I've just eaten all of this, so I can just stay in and chill.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I think I think everybody has a vice or something that they do. And I think that a Definitely. Big part of like manifesting, taking the woo-woo out of it, like we were saying before, it is something that we're doing every day, where our thoughts go, the way our energy is. But I think that a huge part of manifesting and truly getting the life you want is shadow work, and is going into yourself and these parts of yourself, self-sabotage, things that you're not proud of, things that you've not accepted in yourself. I think a big part of being able to truly live a life that you love is to heal those parts, because when you're putting on a facade or you're insecure about things, you're not showing up authentically, I think. And I think that stops manifestation.
100%. I think it's very easy to be like, oh, I'm gonna manifest, I'm gonna like attract all this and that. But it's like, if you have like limiting beliefs that is telling you that deep down you don't think you actually deserve that, or you're not actually capable of that, if we don't start working on that type of stuff first before we start saying that this is what we want, like you can't manifest something that deep down you don't truly believe that you actually deserve. But you're really good with stuff like that. I feel like you've got loads of experience of like journaling and like really like getting into yourself. That's something that I've learned from you. Like I only really started journaling maybe 9 months ago, but is that something that you do all the time?
Yeah, so like I think a big part of it, and the healing yourself, like you said, limiting beliefs, even if you do attract it, which you might manifest, if you're constantly thinking about something, it's more than likely going to manifest in your life, but it won't show up how you want it to. So I'll take the binge eating, for example. Like all I used to think about for years and years was I want to lose weight because I'll be loved, and I want to lose weight because I'll be validated. And so I went from a size 14 to a size 6 in like 6 months, I want to say, like so quickly.
Oh my god, really? And
validation was flooding in. Ex-boyfriend was coming. I was in the worst mental state of my life, like genuinely in a terrible, terrible place. And so it just shows you, when you are trying to manifest from a place of lack, a lack of self-love, whether you want success because you didn't feel loved when you were younger, or whether you want money because you struggled when you were younger, like if you are manifesting from a place of lack or insecurity, or even if you get what you want and get your manifestation, it's not going to feel good because it's not coming with good energy. So the way like I do my shadow work, and I've healed from that stuff, is truly,
sorry, can you explain, because I'm actually not sure what is shadow work exactly.
So shadow work is the parts of yourself that you hide away from the world.
Right, okay.
Your ease, your limiting beliefs, yeah. Areas you feel inadequate. So I always think of like the work, there's the positive, there's the manifesting, there's the affirmations, there's the good energy, the good vibes, it's the positive aspect of it we see everywhere. And then the other side of it that balances it out is the negative side, that mm-hmm. parts of yourself that really were broken, the parts of yourself that were insecure, that needed healing. You can't have one without the other.
It's hard as well, isn't it? Because obviously that's just the part that we all shy away from. Like everybody wants to do all the fun, like woo-woo, manifesting, positive vibes. But then like none of us want to look at why we're insecure, or why we're not like feeling good enough, or whatever. And it's definitely so important. I feel like if anyone's looking to properly work on themselves before we jump into the whole manifesting and the woo-woo and everything, it's definitely important to just get real of yourself and acknowledge how you're feeling, and actually start properly paying attention to what's going on inside of my mind. Like being real and being honest with yourself is hard, but that's where like the real change happens.
100%. I honestly can say I'm so confident in myself, mm-hmm. and people can criticize me, people can say things. I'm not afraid to like put myself out there. And
you are not at all. Not at all.
I'm not, but like I didn't used to have this confidence. And the reason that I have this confidence is because I did do that work. Like I went within and I have became comfortable with the parts that feel uncomfortable. And so when other people comment on that, I'm comfortable with that, you know, And so shadow work is such an important part of it. Like, I feel like you did a lot, even though you didn't really know what it was, you've done a lot of it in your in your past, like relationships and everything. It's this part of growth that doesn't feel good. It's a part of growth that doesn't feel good, but wow, like the benefit of doing it. And you don't feel very good when you're working on your insecurities, and you don't feel very good when you're being honest with yourself about what you don't like, but the benefit and like the result the other side.
It's crazy though, because I feel like you go through so many layers. Like, I'm the same. Until I decided to do this, I identify with myself as a very confident person. Do you mean like when it comes to speaking to people in person, I'm very sure of myself. I know who I am. I'm not afraid to speak up. I'm confident. But then when it comes to doing this, I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know this version of myself. I don't have any problems speaking to people at all. It's not something that I struggle with. And then people would just say, just do it. I'm like, it's actually not that simple, because if you've got like a fear or something deep down that you didn't even know was there, and you haven't worked on it, I can't just jump on a podcast and start talking if I've got a fear of being seen, or if I'm not actually thinking that I'm capable. So now, thank God, I mean, obviously it's still a work in progress, but you've helped me so much, and like connecting to that part of me and healing that part of myself and coming to terms with it. Now, thank God, I'm able to come on here and actually speak like a normal human being. But it took a little bit of work.
100%. And I think that often when you're challenged to grow, that is when you're going to feel the most resistance. That's when you're going to feel the most uncomfortable. But that pain point is the area of like the most success, like breakthroughs. And I think that fear is often a go sign. Like when you're scared of something.
100%. Fear is the, like, I said this on my first episode. This has really changed my perception of fear. I mean, it's not a nice emotion to experience, but it's so valuable and it's so insightful.
It is. And I think that when you push yourself out of your comfort zone, you obviously had a niggle for so long to do this or to do something, and when you get that nudge, like, it will keep nudging you.
Yeah, like I was trying to push it down and then like it was not going away, like I was not being able to ignore it. So you know, here we are, but it's all good. You helped me so much. Like, honestly, seeing Sammy's like confidence and the way that you just like articulate yourself and the type of conversations that you have and your desire to like help people and inspire people and just make people feel good as well, like, inspired me so much. So I'm so glad that we got to have this conversation.
Me too. And genuinely, like, from the moment I've met you, you have been a light, and I just feel like you know your shit, darling. But
Sunny, babe.
I definitely feel like it is time to push and time to believe. And thank you so much for having me on, and I hope this has been an amazing conversation and people have
talked. I love you.
I love you too.
No, I'm so excited. I feel like we're gonna have so many more conversations. I feel like we haven't even touched the sides. We've got so much to talk about.
When we do my podcast, I was literally just thinking that, like, this would easily be an hour and a half, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely. Like, when me and Sammy go out for like lunch, obviously, because I live just outside of London and Sammy lives near Manchester, so when we actually get the time to be with each other in person, we're like maniacs. Like, do you remember when we went out for lunch the other week and like the whole coffee shop must have been listening to us, because we're just like, and I talk so like intensely. But I just love that. Like, I feel like at least we've got something to say.
No, 100%. I think when we get together, we're like two excited puppies.
Yeah, we're like, so excited.
So live to catch up on. And like,
very much.
I don't know. I don't think people have these conversations enough. And so I hope that listening to this has inspired you in some sense. Be like, whenever anything resonates with you, it's because it's for you and you need to do the work. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. If you enjoyed it, please let us know in Apple Podcast reviews or on our Instagram, Miracle Mindsets. We love you all, and we will see you next week. Bye. Bye.